Preeta Parsi is the founder and current president of the National Iranian American Council. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we're getting word now that they have reached a deal after all these weeks of negotiating. And this is a pretty historic agreement, and we haven't had time to read all the details yet. But what is your initial reaction?
As you mentioned, this is absolutely historic, and it does show that diplomacy can achieve so much more than having a militant foreign policy. I think President Obama deserves a tremendous amount of credit, mindful of the fact that he pursued this path of diplomacy in spite of the conventional wisdom in Washington, which essentially said that diplomacy doesn't work. You only have to use force or coercive measures. And by the way, the Iranians would never be interested in striking a deal anyways.
And now there are a lot of people opposed to this deal, and we've only seen really the beginning of what that opposition will look like. I'm sure we'll see all the statements come out today of the reasons why this won't work. Why do you think this will work?
I think because the political and geopolitical interests are aligned in a very compatible way right now. And the fact that the deal and the diplomacy that has produced it has been such that it actually has ensure that everyone gets something out of this deal. There's a win for every side in this arrangement. And as a result, they would like to continue to enjoy the deal because they're gaining something.
Now, how is this deal being perceived by the public in Iran? And how much of a difference do you think it'll make for Iranian people who've suffered under international sanctions for so long?
Well, the public, based on the opinion polls that have been made, as well as on their reaction to the political framework agreement in April of this year, clearly back this and are going to be absolutely overjoyed. And I'm sure we're going to see some very, very interesting images of celebrations on the streets of Iran. The people will obviously be very eager to see the sanctions lifted because they have suffered tremendously under these sanctions, combined with the incompetence and mismanagement of the Iranian government itself.
Now, obviously, the next big obstacle here is clearing this deal through the U.S. Congress. They'll have 60 days to approve it. What are the chances that this gets rejected by U.S. Congress?
As things are looking right now, the deal is that the president is in a good position. But we have 60 days of review. There's going to be a lot of arguments. There's going to be a lot of political interest. This is all coinciding with the Republican primaries as well, which has made this a more politicized issue than it otherwise would have been. And there may also be developments in the region that could complicate matters. So it is in that sense not a done deal. The president will have to work very, very hard to get this through Congress.
Now, this is being seen as a major foreign policy achievement for Barack Obama. And what do you think the chances are that it is more than just what is being discussed in this deal, that it will lead to some kind of new era of U.S.-Iran relations? Is that kind of overstating this?
I don't think so. I think the probability that this will be transformational is quite significant. Now, it will not transform U.S.-Iran relations into an alliance or a partnership, but it will transform it